Hi, this is podcast number 3, and today I'm going to talk about the history of iPhone. Yeah, that's correct, story of iPhone. It was January 9th, 2007 that Steve Jobs introduced the first iPhone in San Francisco at Macworld. A few months later, Time announced that iPhone is the best invention of the year, and they declared it on November 12th, 2007. Prior to that, only 74 days after, iPhone announced that they sold 1 million iPhones. Nearly a year after the first iPhone came out, Apple introduces iPhone 3G with networking twice as fast as its predecessor. A few months later, on July 11th, 2008, in Tokyo, Apple introduced the App Store with 500 native applications ready to download. Less than 2 months after the App Store was released, global downloads exploded and over 3,000 were apps available. In 2009, Apple won first J.D. Power and Associates Awards. The iPhone was recognized for high smartphone customer satisfaction. In March 17, 2009, Apple announces iPhone OS 3.0 beta. Over 100 new features became available in OS 3.0. including cut and paste, parental controls, and stereo Bluetooth. A few months later, on April 24, 2009, which is around just 9 months, the 1 billion download was made for Bump Technologies by Connor Mulcahy, a 13-year-old American boy who won a 10,000 iTunes gift card in Apple's 1 billion app countdown contest. I mean, that's so cool. He was just 13 years old. On June 9th, 2009, Apple announces new iPhone 3GS. The new iPhone boasted upgraded features such as improved battery life, network speed, and camera quality, and sold 1 million its first weekend. In addition to record-breaking downloads, there were over 50 million iOS customers worldwide, 125,000 App Store developers, and 85,000 apps available. Along with the milestone, Apple announced that customers in 77 countries could choose from a range of 20 app categories. Apple then announces that in less than 18 months, which is kind of January 5th, 2010, over 3 billion apps had been downloaded. Apple then introduces iPhone 4 on June 7th, 2010. After 3 days, Apple sells 1.7 million iPhone 4. This is even more interesting. I mean, this is so funny that On July 8, 2011, first iPhone goes to space. I mean, this is so funny. So they really sent that iPhone to space because it could assist, you know, astronauts in tracking their scientific results. I mean, this is so funny, but that's a great idea. But anyway, in October 4th, 2011, Apple launches iPhone 4S, iOS 5, iCloud, and Siri. I mean, I love Siri, honestly. The iPhone 4S came with over 200 new features, such as, you know, the Notification Center, iCloud, and Siri. As I said, I love Siri. The Intelligent Assistant. That's a good one. Internet used to, you know, scribe Siri. It was 2013, April 12th. That iPhones became available under T-Mobile, you know, marking the start of all major US carriers selling the iPhones. Like Verizon, or, you know, T-Mobile, AT&T, and others. On September 10th, 2013, iPhone 5S and 5C were announced. And it was kind of a month ago, or kind of actually though, 3 months ago, that iPhone announced iPhone 6 and 6 Plus, and it was 1 month ago, or even less, that Apple announced iPhone 6S and iPhone 6S Plus. And yeah, you know, it's getting bigger and bigger, and I'm pretty sure that they're going to make iPhone 7 next year. That could be so interesting. And that's all about it, and thank you all for listening. I hope you guys are having a great day. Oh gosh, took me 8 minutes. Alright, bye everybody.